Would you please state your name and your affiliation?
Okay, my name is Ingo Plack and I work at the University of Siegen in Germany.
Do you perhaps still remember your first conference or your first conference talk?
I do, yes.
What was that?
It was 1990 in Poland.
Uh-huh. What do you think this conference and IELTS would contribute to the development of the linguistics of English?
Well, I think it's a very nice thing that people meet that work on the same language, because I usually go to conferences where people work on all sorts of languages, and that's very stimulating too, but very often you don't have the specialists around that can give comments on the language issues that you are actually interested in. They give lots of nice comments concerning theory and methods and whatnot, and that's also very nice. But here it's very good that you really have people together that know the language you are talking about. That's great.
In your view, what are the major strengths and weaknesses of current English linguistics? And where do you think the most important areas in 10 years will be?
I think the current strengths are that many people working in English linguistics pick up new methodologies that become available to us. And I think this will go further and further. And what I'm talking about is, for example, experimental methods, statistical methods. I mean, everybody's using corpora, but what most people do with the corpora is still not very sophisticated in terms of statistical apparatus. And I think we will grow here enormously within the next 10 years, because more and more young people will find this intriguing, this type of work, usage-based, but with very rigid methodology. And I think this is the way to go.
What do you spontaneously associate with linguistics made in Freiburg?
My two colleagues, Kaufmann and Maya, because I've known them for a very long time, since I took up my PhD studies. And yeah, that's basically it. And I envy them to be able to live and work in such a nice city.
Finally, what makes a good linguist?
Curiosity, mainly, and some fascination with all sorts of phenomena related to language.
Thank you very much.
That was it. Okay.
Yeah.